Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back.
Mail.
Episode 110 of Dub Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Tuesday, November 26th.
Tuesday, isn't it?
The day before.
Governor.
Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Daladeo's here.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Marcos. Sammy Stats not here this week, not feeling too good. Our boy will be back next week. We keep saying that, but our boy will be back next week.
Shout out to the McKinney Infirmary. That thing stays ready at all times.
They got no money left in the FSA.
No.
They got no money.
They spend that shit every year. There's no rollover. What are you talking about?
Oh, dude. So stoked to be back with you guys. Sorry we missed last week between Jake's hunting trip. We'll get into that. Little sicknesses, a little busy. But back again this week and ready to relive our sadness with all of you guys.
Can I throw something out there real quick?
Sure. Throw it out there real quick.
Just you mentioned we're on 110 today.
Mm-hmm. 110.
That's a lot of fucking episodes. Just thanks to you, dude.
Cheers.
You do a lot for this.
Thanks, dog.
Put a lot of time and effort.
What?
To you, buddy.
I love you guys. Oh. Sick. Fuck you, producer Jake. I do a lot.
When you guys leave, the work's not done.
Shut up, nerd.
Jake's like stage crew, mad at the actors.
Exactly. 100%.
Thanks for what you do too, producer Jake. And thanks to all you fans, all six of you. We love you guys.
Just to be side-eyed until I say it.
My boys. How the hell are we doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's been a long couple of weeks. Got some
holidays are upon us.
Yeah, got some good vibes coming recently, though. And 2 days before the old Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, personal favorite. This is my favorite
of the holidays?
Considered to be the major holidays.
I agree.
I think
the ones you get time off for.
You know what I mean? I think there's something so pure about having this holiday that's focused around family, about being together, about eating and
football,
and drinking and watching sports and all of this. And there's no gift giving. There's no sense of needing to provide in any way for like family or things like that, because it can get weird sometimes or just stressful. It's just, hey, bring the green bean casserole. That's your only job. And everyone's having a good time.
Well, like, that's my thing with gifts. Like, you want to give me a gift? Give me a good plate.
Right.
Give me some good. That's my
this
gift. This is the gift. What do you mean? We're drinking, watching football, and eating all day. I'm in stretchy pants all day.
I am often jealous of, like, the Lions and the Cowboys that they get to have Thanksgiving mm-hmm. every year. I wouldn't mind that.
I would counter that with, yes, you would have the last few years.
It would ruin your Thanksgiving?
It wouldn't make it better.
I don't think they can ruin them, though. Like, because we're going
to watch
good football eventually.
Exactly.
But, like, yeah, dude, all, I just thought about it. Like, I know you guys know what I'm going to say. Like, that Bears, was it Bears-Packers?
Which one?
Bears-Packers on Thanksgiving a couple years ago, and more than a couple years ago now, but... Bears won on Thanksgiving or something like that. I can't remember what year it was now.
Had to be sure, like, it's not Bears Lions. Lions typically play on Thanksgiving.
Packers, yeah, but they were one of the games. I swear it was Brett Favre retirement jersey night or something like that.
Maybe.
Anyways,
that might have been that was the last time we won.
Oh, probably.
That
I mean,
would have been
yeah.
over 5 years ago.
Oh, I said a couple years ago. That's right. It's been in 11 tries and 12 tries or whatever it is now.
That is November 12th, 2017. So it's a little before Thanksgiving.
So it wasn't Bears Pack. I don't know what I'm thinking. But
anyway.
Anyways, I'm stoked for Thanksgiving. I'm stoked for football all day. Jake.
Howdy.
How was killing defenseless animals?
When you put it that way. No, it was fun. It was a good time.
Did you get a big buck?
Yeah, I got a decent one. Not a like full shoulder wall hanger. But a good buck.
I love
good
it.
Buck.
I'd like to
I
start referring. I'd start to referring to breasts as
as wall hangers,
as wall mount shoulder.
What?
That was just a funny term.
Anyways, how did you describe it one more time?
Shoulder mount wall hanger.
A titty. Yeah. I'm gonna start calling hung bucks. That's a titty.
I don't see.
It looks like you're a little bit mad about that.
I just don't see the correlation.
You'll get there.
A shoulder mounted wall. What?
How far away?
What does the wall have to do with it? That's a stretch.
Hey, producer Jake, thanks for all you do.
You
okay?
got a rack for food all you in do. Front of me. Fucking relax.
There is a raccoon.
There's a taxidermied raccoon in the
studio.
In the and it is dining room.
It is currently studio. Wearing a Thanksgiving turkey hat. Very festive.
Very
it is.
Festive. So you, how long are you hunting for?
4 days. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So 3 days. 3 days of actually hunting.
And you
and then return Tuesday.
Wake up at 4?
5.
It's not even that bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Wake up at 5, eat breakfast in the field by like 5:45.
Sure.
And
how far is the field? Or do you just walk out the door?
No, you drive it. You drive a truck over.
No fucking coops. You drive a truck to the field.
Drive a truck.
Nothing the fuck else.
Get dropped off.
Cybertruck.
Get dropped exactly. off and then sit in the dark for about 45 minutes. And then the sun comes up and then you sit out there for another 2 hours. And then
you like on your phone scrolling at all or you're just like one with nature? Like,
it depends. Sometimes I sit down, take a nap. Sometimes
deer walks,
but then you miss the deer
walks right by stupid.
No,
ass.
You can't. I mean, you can't legally shoot until sunrise.
Hold on.
And you can't see anything. You don't even know what you're shooting.
Why are you out there so early then?
Yeah, why not just go later? Why are you there when it's dark?
Because
you could have slept longer.
Because then they're already moving. You got to be there before they move to you.
Because you'll scare them?
Yeah.
Like with your smell?
They'll see me. It's an open field.
I guess I don't know what I was. I thought you were in like a tree or something.
Oh, so you're saying like they'll see you coming.
Oh yeah.
So you got to be in position. Like
so where we hunt in. So there's multiple places.
So
that
you kill them defenseless and you sneak them too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So well, you have to.
that's you. That's I'm not hey, a man.
Hey, hey.
I have different strokes, brother.
There's different environments out there. There's like an open field you can do it at. There is a wooded area where that's where I actually ended up getting mine this year. Which was like down in a canyon, and then so you had to get it out of said canyon afterwards, which was a lot of work. But
defenses, camouflage, and he had the high ground.
I did have the high ground, about about like 50 yards of high ground. I was up there. I was at the top of the canyon. It was at the bottom.
Something about fish in a barrel or something.
I don't
right?
know.
That's,
I don't
I've
know,
heard
yeah.
that before. Jake, is that fun for you? You have a good time?
Yeah, it's great. Just being in nature for hours and hours at a time.
How did intern Trev do?
Good. Got a shot. First deer.
Got his first deer.
First deer.
Not his first buck, I heard.
First buck.
Oh, oh for, yeah, okay. Is that the same thing to you?
I mean, technically he got his first two deer. One was a doe.
First
but,
two deer?
Yeah.
We're too early in the episode for you to do this.
What? His first two deer.
Deers?
Is deer plural? Fuck, I'm 30-odd years old. Is deer plural? Look at all those deer.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. All right, I'm ready to move on.
It's deers?
So yeah, it was great. Good to see everybody out there in great northern Nebraska. Weather was perfect. Could not have been better.
Did you plug the pod?
Been out there in 0-degree weather. It was very nice. Yeah, quality hunt. Quality hunt.
Good for you.
Yep, got the job done.
Shout out Chef Trap. Good for you.
Ducks in a month.
Oh, that's right. And that's in
Missouri.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Guys, we got a lot to get into. We got a big week ahead of us. We got a short week ahead of us. So we got to prep. We got to prep and got to be ready for Thursday.
4 days. Well,
whether it's on the football field or whether it's off the football field, right? We got to be ready to go, and we'll get into it, guys. We'll do a little voicemails here real quick, unless there's anything else you guys want to get into.
Do we have to do the voicemail?
We do.
I think we have to do it just off the subject line alone.
Well, plus, like we said, we'll play anything. And, I mean, we weren't here last year, but this is from last week, I think, right, Producer Jake?
This is post-Packers game from Jose.
The problem is that he'll take the high road and it'll infuriate
the recording is titled Christian Watson's Mom's Big Milkers.
Hope you guys are doing well. I just want to call this beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon.
Fuck you.
And just share some thoughts on this classic Packers versus Bears game. I think that now makes it, 11 games in a row that the Bears have lost to the Green Bay Packers. You know, you thought Caleb Williams would come in here, change all that. Apparently not. Bears just might be cursed. Matt LaFleur did everything he could to throw that game away, and yet here we are. Packers win. Bears lose. Nothing's changed. Love you guys. Can't wait to hear from you soon. Peace.
I imagine the
real
game.
Real quick. We're going to do this. Will be the recap for the Packers game real quick, because it'll just be a quick one.
I imagine that as soon as that kick was blocked, this was the first thing he did.
Yeah, that's like
you
like
actually hear them
the
talking
background.
Through the back. Yeah, exactly.
It like wasted no time. Blocked kick, immediate phone call.
I don't know about you guys, but being a week removed from that Packers game, completely out of my mind.
I'm numb,
and I guess that's what it is. And I don't want to say numb. I don't want to say it's apathy, because it's not like how I feel with the Bulls, where I'm like apathetic of the Bulls.
Agreed, because there's no direction, there's no hope there.
Yeah,
it's apathy.
Like I'm not apathetic about the Bears. I'm just kind of burnt out. Like, I'm just kind of like, damn, you guys are really fucking doing this again.
This is the age old. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Yeah. Like, am I up in arms? No, it just hurt. That I'm not going to get pissy about it. We lost, like he pointed out, for the 11th time in a row.
On a blocked
field
goal.
And to take it down, there's so many things you could say about wasting time at the end, about the fact that ball moved, about fairly Christian Watson's mom's milkers. But
the leverage.
The leverage, which is
Walmart
wild.
Hangers.
Yeah, the titty. I just pointed at a Walmart for the record. But regardless, it's I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed and just ready to move on. Man, this is really preparing
me. It was a good
bounce
back
game
for Caleb. Caleb bounced back. First game for Thomas Brown as the OC. Honestly, if you're a Packers fan, you can't feel great about that win. Like,
no, the same thing about the Vikings game, which we'll get to.
Yeah, I mean, you won, yes,
on some fluky ass shit,
and you cheated,
Yeah, I thought the leverage thing was crazy,
just wild.
Yeah, like, I mean, between leverage and contact with the long snapper, like that whole end sequence. But like when it happened, and I'm sitting on the couch and I'm feeding one of the babies, and Lexi's there feeding the other one, and we're just watching football, you know, typical Sunday routine. Lines up, kicks, and I just head kind of down for a second. She's like, "Are you crying?" I'm like, "No, I'm not crying. I'm just kind of like, God, really?"
How did you feel leading up to the kick?
Cloud nine.
You thought it was in the bag.
So
no.
I was cloud nine because it was Kate, AJ, and I, and like I had picked AJ up. I wanted us to have a moment for his first Bears Packers win. I can't tell you how defeated I was as a father. To your point, Marcos, literally just turned off the television, and Kate's like, "What?" I'm like, they blocked it.
Yeah, that was basically it. And I didn't watch any Red Zone afterwards.
Nope. The TV was off.
I didn't watch any.
I think I went upstairs and started painting.
Yeah, I was the best dad that day.
Oh, no. That was last week. I was in Nebraska.
I was a great Sunday dad last week after that missed kick.
Did you pick up painting?
No, I'm painting walls.
Bob Ross.
Happy little tree. I don't know.
I love this shit.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I just literally like just stopped consuming football that day and was like,
"Yep,
that's enough football for today."
And then,
guys, we get into a week later, right? Bounce back opportunity. Bears still find a way to lose a game. Matt Eberflus finds another way to just make some questionable decisions and give us reasons that he's not the guy. Guys, a re-crap. Bears lose a heartbreaker in overtime to the Vikings, 30-27, in a game that saw the Bears down by 11 with, what, like a minute 16 left or something like that?
Well, and, I mean, also down by 14 with
four minutes left, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, first and foremost, and I need to make sure that, like, we are so, so very clear on this, Caleb Williams is the guy.
Oh, 100%.
Caleb Williams is the guy. Caleb Williams is incredible. And honestly, and for lack of a better expression here, Caleb Williams is unfuckable. when it comes to Matt Eberflus. They cannot. I don't care how bad this staff is. They can't fuck it up. Like, they can't fuck Caleb up.
I love that there are still pundits and talking heads out there that it's obvious that you're not watching these games because he is not the problem.
Oh, no.
You can point to questionable decisions. Exactly. You can point to questionable decisions that rookies make, by the way. He is still a rookie.
But we said multiple times leading up to the season, like, we wanted to see him make those rookie mistakes, and like, he needs to feel it out, right? We knew they were coming.
An absolutely perfect example was that absolute fucking laser dot that he threw past the diving. I think it was Van Hinkle was diving. Oh. I thought Van Hinkle picked it. It was the sound was just that forceful of when Keenan caught it. Like, take the risk. That's fine.
He hit so many tight windows in that game. I mean, several tight windows. And the mistakes he's making is really just taking sacks. Like, he's not turning the ball over. He's just not getting rid of the ball at times that he absolutely should. So, I mean, I'll take that. I'll take a poor sack over, you know, an interception any day.
Well, and when we talk about like Caleb Williams on the offensive side, or like Caleb Williams against that Vikings defense, that's a Brian Flores like blitz heavy defense. You knew what you were going to get. Like, Caleb Williams, other than Jared Goff, and I forget who the other quarterback was this year, but it was Jared Goff and somebody else, only did better against that defense. But like, Caleb was the third best quarterback against like arguably the best defense in the NFL. Just fantastic work avoiding pressure. That little escape, that little like let the pressure get close and you just kind of scramble sideways. Caleb for a majority of that game was like USC Caleb.
Like, the hurdle.
Hurdle, the break the pocket, scramble out on the run, just a fucking dime. That DeAndre Swift sideline like little like broken play and just kind of break forward.
Dropped it over the in between the linebacker and the safety.
Come on. Like, that's if that doesn't get your blood flowing, I don't know what will. Like, it's just plays like that, and like, I just enjoy watching Caleb and his development the last couple weeks, because just like after the Jaguars game, we knew that like Caleb was definitely taking some steps back there. Through 2 weeks, the offense has gotten better, and Caleb specifically has looked just much better, and I hope to just continue to see progress these next couple weeks.
And his fire, too. I mean, being down 11 points with a minute and a half,
scoring a lot of people roll over.
A ton. Yeah, absolutely. You're down 14 with 4.5 minutes left. A lot of people roll over.
I got to score. We got to get this 2-point, and we got to hit a field goal. Fuck.
Yeah, and then so scores the touchdown, gets the 2-point conversion, jacked up. Onside kick happens.
Fucking onside kick.
Fucking miracle. Which I do.
Suspect.
I hate losing when you do recover an onside kick, because it's like, fuck, we burned one.
We were burned
one. It's like in hockey when you have a 5-on-3. Joel Quenneville always used to say, whoever comes out on top out of a 5-on-3 will win the game. Whether it's not, like, if you survive on defense, you win. If you score on offense, you'll win the game. It feels like if you recover an onside kick, you should win the game. Recover it. Less than 30 seconds left. Dart over the middle, like 30-something yards, I think, to DJ Moore, was it?
Yep,
and then run up, spike it, field goal. We go to overtime.
How were you guys How are you guys feeling with Kyro lining up for that game-winning kick?
Caught him.
No.
Oh,
the game, tying. I mean, the game tying to send him to overtime. Like, how are you feeling with him?
Oh, for the Vikings game. Sorry, I'm still focusing on the two straight blocked kicks that have made an impact on two game.
I think
results.
Cutting him is a very aggressive.
Nah, dead to me.
I'm with Dale. Cut him.
How?
I mean, I don't think you. Maybe
you
not like right now.
Call him into your office.
I don't know. Maybe right now.
And you say, Kyro, do you see how you lost this two games?
So,
and we would be 6-4.
One, we've already agreed. The first one was illegal. Leverage and what do you mean? You're shaking your head.
Come on, dude. So
and then on the second one, they absolutely obliterated the front line.
I'm all for like rooting for our guys and like sticking by our guys. I see NFL kickers all fucking weekend hitting 64 yarders like it's 60 plus yarders like it's nothing with distance. I love those field goals that you watch other kickers hit where you're like,
I think kicks would have been good made like are 67. Down across the league.
Yeah, dude, but it's
just a year ago we were singing Cairo Santos's praise.
Yeah, because
because he was fucking like he didn't miss.
Remember how Tim Anderson 1 year was an all-star?
But he's not bad. He got blocked because his line got blown up, and then there was a leverage.
I'm not saying he's terrible.
Cutting him is insane.
I don't
you
think
guys.
I don't think. Wait. I'd like to amend my statement.
You guys.
I'd like to amend my statement.
Are insane.
I'd like to amend my statement
to me.
I don't want to cut him like right now, but like I'm saying, like at the end of the season, I don't know if you're in a position to like. It might be time to bring in somebody with a bigger like, dude, the guy, I mean, you're worried about a 53-yarder.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. It's like, yep. It's nice that he's accurate, but fuck me, dude. I'd like maybe another extra 7-10 yards. Hey, what's up?
Extra 7-10 yards, but he's inaccurate 5-10% more of the time.
Yeah, probably more likely to get blocked, though, as well, because of that low line like trajectory that his balls take, because he...
So you would rather have a guy with a 10-yard leg, but a 10% chance of more of missing it.
10% is a big difference in the NFL.
Oh, and I think it opens up like what's the extra 10 yards? You're going to open up more opportunity with an extra 10 yards, so that number is going to be skewed. I'm not saying Kairos is terrible. Like,
big special teams podcast.
But I just that's one of those things where like, dude, you could probably get better at that position. Like when everybody else in the league is kicking 60-yarders,
right.
Like. I just those blocks, those
luxury.
Couple blocks, like don't.
He's fucking automatic at everything else. Like,
yeah,
okay,
as long as it's under 45 yards.
Okay, he doesn't hit a 55-yard bomb every time, but he's accurate.
See,
guys,
I want a guy that
I
can go out there and put somebody out there that
we
I'm like,
had
hey, I'm
those
not worried
guys,
about
and
distance.
They would miss. They would miss the 45-yarders. Cairo doesn't miss those.
I literally saw him miss them twice. So I mean, not miss. He got them blocked, but like I
did they come off his foot? Did they go up through the uprights?
We can move on. I think you guys are insane.
I love this. I love
this. Does
just a year ago, he went perfect, like for the entire season, and we couldn't get enough of it. Now in two back-to-back games, he gets blocked because of some nonsense. You guys want to cut him?
I just want more leg. Is it okay to want more leg? I just want a little more leg. You want a little more leg?
How about a better up front? How about a better front that doesn't get pushed back 3 yards where they have that angle to actually block it?
So that's the special teams talk for this recap. That was good. We'll go back to the offensive side real quick, guys. I like where Thomas Brown has been as an offensive play caller here.
It's been good to start.
I mean, and like the way he talks, I don't know if you guys have listened to any of his pressers, but like, dude, he's very confident. He's very like Mike Tomlin-esque, like direct. And I don't know. He just like, he's got a good, like Caleb even said it, like his aura, his vibe, you know, and like it. I enjoy the changeup, and it's probably just because the guy that held the position previously is an idiot. But like, I like where Thomas Brown has been. What I think we need to not do, Bears fans were so fucking, we were just starving for the next great coach, the next great player. That I don't
great kicker.
It's very true. I don't want to. Later. I don't want to even entertain the idea that like Thomas Brown should be.
He's our next head coach.
Thomas Brown should be the new head coach. Or at least Thomas Brown should be the next OC, and you have to keep Thomas Brown with Caleb Williams. Like, no, dude. Like, if and when the end of season comes and it's time to clear house, you clear house. Like, you clear everybody out. League is still learning about Thomas Brown. He's still learning how to be an offensive coordinator. And you're talking about making him a head coach? It's tough. It's tough, guys.
It goes to show how starved we've been. For an offensive coordinator that has any sort of rhythm, that has any sort of game flow, that has any sort of positives when we walk out of these games, that we're ready to make the man the head coach.
On the defensive side of the ball, for I guess, where were they?
Is Andrew Billings dead?
Yeah, he's on IR.
Mm-hmm.
Torn bicep. Or pec.
Is he like the cog in the run game?
I mean, there's only so much you can ask. Like, Montez Sweat was back. Javon Dexter has been playing really well, but like,
he's been playing great.
Zach Pickens has not lived up to like the third round pick that you was he a second or was he a third? I think Dexter was the third. I can't remember now, but I just know that he was one of your higher draft picks, and like
agreed.
To this point, he's just been a name on the roster. So, think this defense has a lot more holes than we like, or this defense, like when it looks bad, like you definitely see the deficiencies, right?
But I think when it looks bad, you can point to things like we blitzed 3 times against Jordan Love.
Or we played soft coverage in overtime.
Exactly. Like because when I think about the defense, we play largely a nickel package. Kevin Byard has been fucking great. The man is a... You don't think so?
Hey, Kevin Byard's been fine. Like I think
he's been really good.
I think there was a couple plays, especially in overtime, where like... And I don't know, again, the hard part here is that we have to question the coaching all the time. And like, yeah, especially because like Matt Eberflus, this is his defense and he calls the defense.
Mm-hmm.
So like, are we putting that on Kevin Byard that he's giving TJ Hockenson 15 yards on a 3rd and 10 or whatever that was towards the end to keep that drive going? Like, are we putting that on him or are we putting it on the play call?
Soft formation.
It's just, it's a coward mentality sometimes with that.
Jalen Johnson's elite. Shut down Justin Jefferson.
Absolutely. And that's really where it was going, because like Byard's just such an improvement over Eddie at this point, who also got cut last
Jonathan
week.
Jonathan Owens can't tackle.
Missing Brisker hurts for sure.
Yep.
But like,
who's also big on the run game. That dude goes huge. Head fucking first.
Well, that's why he hasn't played the run game in 6 weeks.
With him, the secondary is set. Your linebackers you still feel good about. It's truly that we don't have a pass rush. Montez finally got a sack again in this most recent game, but the lack of pass rush is so noticeable. The amount of time that these quarterbacks have is so noticeable.
Yep. I mean, and we don't really blitz either.
Right,
which
is wild.
Which is another piece that Brisker did a lot. They did send Brisker a lot on blitzes. Yeah, and we just don't have the front four to be able to just send four every time. If we send four, we're not getting a sack unless the play draws out like for more than 4 seconds.
And you just don't have that. You don't have that in your pocket. And like good quarterbacks are just going to eat you alive. That's why the prospect of like this gauntlet coming up right now with all these quarterbacks that you're going to play is just, it's going to be tough. Anything else on the defense you guys want to get into? I do want to talk a little more coaching. Right, I know we dog Matt Eberflus all the time, and I'm just going to take this as an opportunity to continue to dog that guy. That 4th and 4, I believe it was first half, 4th and 4, or it might have been second half, where basically it was the misconnection to Keenan Allen, where Caleb wanted to stay on, the offense wanted to stay out, but they had
the kicker
kick
run
on,
out, and then they pulled them back.
The special team come off. Guys, that comes down to coaching. Like, I saw it yesterday in the Harbaugh Bowl, in the Ravens and the Chargers game. So you had John Harbaugh, like, basically walking down the sideline, talking to everybody, like, telling people. And I don't know if he for sure was saying it, but I just imagine this is what a good coach does. They looked like they were going to score, and they needed to go for two. And he's kind of, like, confirming with everybody, like, hey, when we score, we're going to go for two. Like, that's not conversations that Matt Eberflus has. Like, that's just not conversations that happen.
Demonstrably. Remember when we got the penalty on the two-pointer after their first touchdown, yeah, Caleb and Rome? Like, those aren't conversations that he thinks to have.
It's been multiple times that, like, you just, like, I don't know if he just, like, still can't, like, pinch me, I'm dreaming, I can't believe I'm the head coach. Like, I don't know what it is.
Well, he doesn't look ahead. Like, it's
like, right now.
He's just looking at what's in front of him. It's not, there's no planning into what's next.
But then it's like, yeah, it's like, so then your play call gets in late, and then Caleb, they don't even have a time to get it set up, and Caleb couldn't hear the play call all the way. As it all comes back to coaching. Like, all these deficiencies, all these errors, the penalties, things like that, blowing that fourth quarter lead, or not fourth quarter lead, letting them drive in the fourth quarter and in OT, like, that's on you.
And the OT one, there was also, you know, they didn't get the play call in time, and they took a delay a game. You have 2 timeouts in overtime.
Unreal.
What are you going to use them for?
The challenge.
They rolled
the challenge. The
challenge was ridiculous.
Which the challenge was chaos overall, because one, I see a world where they don't know that boundary cam rule, and they looked at that feed and were like, "Oh, we think he might be out."
But then they didn't know.
And then they can't. And then they don't know that they can't use that feed.
But like,
also that goes on them,
yeah, right,
for not knowing.
That.
Right. Yeah, I mean, just a lot of
And not only that, the reasoning that was given when it's like an explosive play, we're going to have to look. It's like, no, you just made it worse. Why? We thought he was out. Why? Because it was so close that we thought he was out. We missed this one.
And the play was too big to not challenge it.
Like, yeah, it's an explosive play, so you have to. Like, why? In case you get lucky? Like, that's a timeout you have, you idiot. Like, that you honestly could use. I learned on Sunday that it makes more sense to go for two than kick an extra point in that
when you still have the opportunity.
Because you still, exactly. Because you basically need to score the point anyway. So you might as well just do it now. And I learned something and I'm excited about that.
There is humor in the fact that if he would have just kicked that extra point and then gone for two,
we would have won. Like, if
that kick is for
that
Kairos kick is for the win instead of for overtime.
Right.
That is true. Guys, anything else on the game you want to get into? I'm again, like other games, I've moved past this game.
Yeah.
It
was a good game.
There's enough good.
There's plenty of good.
Oh yeah.
Plenty of good.
It starts with Caleb. Yep. Caleb's it. Caleb's the truth. Like, that's the guy. Now you got to find ways Now you got to find ways to do something with it.
You just need... the last thing that I'll say. The last thing for that game. We haven't complained about the O-line in a couple weeks. O-line's playing pretty... The reason I bring this up is because I was about to say, please just draft the man protection. But going back, they play pretty
They've
well.
Done better. They're picking up blitzes better, for sure. There's still a couple of times where, like, they get free, they miss an assignment. But also... Caleb's is scrambling really well and moving up in the pocket like when he should. So it's a mix of both. But they are playing better than 3 weeks ago.
I think that game was the first time all five played 100% of the offensive snaps, which is not surprising given the amount of injuries we've had.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show good protection makes good offense. Invest in the offensive line, please, dear God. Pay people, sign people, draft people. I don't care. Just invest.
We got money, you got capital. I there's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse. Trenches this offseason needs to be the focus.
At this rate, you're going to have three picks in the top 50.
Wasn't Sunday like a best for us, like who are just long term? Wasn't it a best case scenario?
Exactly.
Good, entertaining. Exactly. They still lose, which hurts Eberflus. He falls like 5 in 100 on the
yeah, and he did. And again, games. Like Flus did Flus things. Like Flus. Like
we were close.
Flus around, find out.
Flus
around and find out, dude. So I mean, you just know what's going to happen here. Like writing's on the wall, but that honestly is the best case scenario. Caleb
losing
played
games
well.
To special teams.
Caleb played well, and you found a way to lose but still kept it competitive. Why not? Guys, anything else we get into? Then we move on. We do a little Sammy Stats question of the week. In honor of Turkey Day coming up, talk to me about your guys's, like, what's some of your favorite Thanksgiving traditions? Like, I'll start, and I don't do them anymore, and I'm really, like, I'm bummed about it, but it's being old and knowing that I don't have enough PTO to go do this. Like, I loved turkey bowls back in the day.
Oh, I remember our turkey bowls.
Dude, a turkey bowl was fun. And like,
I don't have the PTO.
I don't have the PTO for turkey. Oh, dude, PTO and bottles of Aleve and all the other stuff. No way, dude.
I'll just get actually hurt is the problem.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I'm not tearing a hamstring to relive glory.
I mean, and I know like some of the people listening, like I know Matt Lynn, who's a big listener of ours. He played a bunch of our turkey bowls back in the day too. We had a bunch of our buddies that did it. Like, dude, it was just like turkey bowl was the best. Mm-hmm. Like getting there at like 7:30, 8 in the morning, you pull up and we played in the same spot in North Aurora for years. Like, yeah, you're still drunk because you drank last night. And like there are all the cars. Everybody's already parked there. Some people are throwing the ball out on the field. Dude, it was the best. Yeah. It was the best, dude. And we'd have like I think one year we had like three or four fields going.
Oh wow.
We had like 40 people at a turkey.
Oh.
Dude, it like winners of fields played each other, losers of fields played each other, like.
And you were playing like two or three down linemen.
Oh yeah.
Like there were teams.
Tackle football, like
and grown men run at this point.
Dude, And like, and if I remember correctly, there was no beef. There was no, like, I mean, sure, no. People jawing back and forth, but like, I never remembered fighting at these things. There were a couple injuries like here or there. But
of course
nothing,
there were.
Yeah, oh. Nothing crazy.
Zach snapped his clavicle.
Which one?
Delgiannis. He played one time and Zach was never a contact sports guy. He tackled, I'll never forget, he tackled Richie Corral. And the way that he brought him down, he brought him on top of himself and snapped Zach's collarbone. It was not far from lacerating his subclavian artery, which would have potentially been a very large deal. He got picked up in an ambulance. It was
one year times. We had a.
Did you guys continue play after that?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
We're here.
One year there was a. I think it was Jared. I think it was Jared, our buddy Jared, and he. I think he like tripped and fell into somebody like running into like just running and like kind of like.
Yeah.
He went face first into somebody and he smashed his nose, broke his nose. At that same moment, there was an ambulance driving by. No sirens, no lights on or anything. And it happens. And we just start waving them down. And what do? Bus on the field, baby. Come out, administer aid to our boy. And it was that was it, dude.
That's awesome.
And you know what we kept doing, Jake? We kept playing for the love of the game. Jake, what are some of your favorite Thanksgiving traditions?
I mean, we did Turkey Bowl, but it was really more of the family playing Turkey Bowl. You guys had a Pussies. Goddamn tournament.
Yeah. yeah, we did. It's awesome.
I mean, football, obviously. I've always had, my family's always been spread out, so I, like, bounce around and do, like, you know, a few Thanksgivings. So that's always great. You guys have the cousin walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, you gotta take the eye drops.
Yeah, mm-hmm. go out with the cousins. Like,
you never do the joint walk or the blunt walk on Thanksgiving?
I don't have cousins like that. Like, oh, I'm the youngest.
What are you guys doing? Family. We're just gonna go for a walk. It's
we're going to the playground.
Yeah, I don't have any near my age like that. So like. No.
So Dale's just in the garage, comes back.
Yeah,
in.
Exactly. Like, I just come back stinky. Yeah.
What's
miss the Black Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Well, when's the last time you guys went out for, like, a Black Wednesday?
It's been.
1 week since you look at me.
It's been, like, 4 or 5 years, I think.
I did some of my best work on Black Wednesdays.
I remember.
Didn't we all?
The last time I went, we were at Alley 64, and it was the last time we went because I fell asleep at Alley 64.
Ooh.
Yeah, loud not great.
Oh, yeah, it's loud. Like, I was.
I thought he was dead.
Hey, guys, like, I'm just going to sit here. Why? I'm tired.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yeah. That's when I hung him up. Left the shoes on the mat.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, gloves on the field.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, I can't imagine.
Hung up the party shirt.
Framed. Oh, I knew. I knew.
Going out on Black Wednesday and then, like, doing the whole Thanksgiving shebang the next day.
Oh, God.
It's a lot to ask.
Not like how we did Black Wednesday. Like, I could imagine going out, like, you know, a couple beers, but... I couldn't imagine staying out to like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Getting carried home. Yeah. There was no getting carried home anymore.
Remember, you didn't get there until 10, 11 o'clock. If yeah, I'm right. not in bed by 10, 11 o'clock, you're going to hear about it.
I was kidnapped.
Yeah. Something is going awry.
Dale's not in his bed.
Call Gerard Butler. I need someone to find me.
Give me your one, like, your big Thanksgiving, like, on your spread, like,
stuffing.
I don't care what it is. I need this. Is stuffing. It stuffing for you?
Stuffing.
Like a good garlic mashed potato.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at on cranberry sauce?
I was just going to say cranberry sauce is my I need cranberry sauce on the table because I'm going to take a roll. Yeah. I'm going to take some turkey, cranberry sauce, and
it ain't me.
Sauce.
It ain't me.
I'm indifferent. A follow-up question on cranberry sauce. Like straight out the can gelatinous?
No, I mean I fuck with that one, but Lexi makes a homemade cranberry sauce.
Sure.
And it's
more saucy.
Oh, it's so good. So good. You guys deep fry bird?
Oh yeah. I do at least one fried bird.
Yeah.
We fry how many birds we doing on an annual basis?
Dude, there? I hit a few Thanksgivings.
Oh, you're not saying you do a fried bird.
I did two last year.
You made
We made one of friends.
Yeah, I did two last year.
I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm never mind. I'm talking about like day of. You're out there like stopping here, making a deep fried bird, stopping there, making a deep fried. Like, how much time do you have?
Jake's a mercenary.
He's just starting at 5 a.m. deep fried birds. Like,
it only takes 2 hours.
It's superior.
Oh, and it's so good.
Superior birds. Oh, dude.
You just might blow up.
No, that's irresponsible fryers. Yeah, that's people who didn't let
their birds. If you're lighting shit on fire, you just fucked up. If you read instructions, you're fine.
That's a lot to ask for some people.
People are afraid of doing it. It's not a big deal.
It's a great bird.
It's the way to go.
Top tier.
Guys, anything else? Let's do a little look ahead, guys. Bears travel to the Motor City to get their heads kicked in on a holiday. I don't got to work, so I'm not terribly sad about it. Bears are getting 10 points.
10-point road dogs.
Plus 400 on the money line.
I saw 5.
Oh, I saw...
Oh, no, I think I saw 3. I mean, regardless, go ahead.
Yeah, plus 400 on the money line. Point total is 48.5.
It's a lot of points.
Especially, I mean... And that
and a 10-point spread. That means they're getting 38.
That's exactly what it is. It's a 38-10 or 38.
Oh, no.
You guys are a little off there, boys.
It's a.
It's more like
34-28. Nope.
You guys are. It's a 10 nope. number. So nope. you're looking for like nope. a
34-24.
Let me get there, Dale.
24-14.
You're looking for like a. You're getting close. Yeah.
24-15. 23-19.
How do you not get this?
I was told there'd be no math.
17-38.
I'm just saying, like, I get what you were saying.
What's up, hello?
I'm with Jake, and like that's where I think Vegas thinks this game is like it's a fucking massacre. So we'll start with the elephant in the room here. How bad does it need to be?
29-19.
Nice. How bad does it need to be for Flus to lose his job on Black Friday?
He won't. It would have to be like 60-0.
The last two games have been too close.
See, I think the opposite.
And it's the history of it all. Yeah, I mean, I won't believe he will be until it happens because it's never happened.
You'll be late to that party. Like,
yeah. I'm not going to predict that it's going to happen because it's never happened. You know, I just can't. Put any money on that.
I just think that like the whole Kevin Warren effect, like that I mean, I would think
what Kevin
that,
Warren like, effect what are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, what? if it's actually run the way that they've sold it, that it's run and everything goes through him at the top, like through everything, like these last couple weeks and this season in general, like you can't be a front office member and be happy with how things have gone. Obviously,
I don't think you fire the head coach mid-season because like who takes over?
Thomas Brown? Sure. Sure.
I don't know. I think there's so much that goes into every week of football. So much, you know, you have to plan and organize. I'm not saying they're doing a great job at it, but like, I just don't know how you bring someone in new, like you fire him and then let Thomas Brown take over. If you're just, and you only do that if you're going to keep Thomas Brown. I just think,
I mean, it lets him cut his teeth either as like getting some, you know, even on an interim basis, if it's a head coach thing, like.
But why?
Why keep Flus if you know you're going to fire him in 7 games? Why keep him at all? Like, if I'm just saying there's a world that exists that if you go out there and it's a 38-10, like just complete shit kicking, I could see a world where Friday comes around and they say, hey, like this ain't working out. And Matt Eberflus is let go.
I would just be stunned.
I mean, it's the season at this point is like the name of the game is Caleb. Like that's how you win this season. I'm sorry if you're one of the other 52 people on this roster that isn't Caleb Williams, because this season is no longer.
I just don't see how
you.
Firing him helps Caleb right now.
And I think that's how they'll rationalize it.
Yeah. What does that change?
I agree.
Because you're probably just going to get rid of Thomas Brown anyways. Because you're going to bring in a new head coach, and then the whole regime's going to change. So why? I would be shocked if they do that. Shocked.
Agreed.
I mean, like, why? I would be like, wow, cool. You know, a change of, you know, history for once. But I still would be stunned. I just don't see it happening.
I don't know if you're Matt Eberflus, like you're just hoping then to keep it close. Like
I think Eberflus quits before he gets fired.
I'm not coming back. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, is there a world where the Bears can keep this game close? Like, if the offense, like, what, is 27 yes. points oh, going to do yes. anything?
If you're giving me 10 points, I'm taking them.
We play football, too.
I mean, I think I'm, like, I would take the 10 points in this.
I will take the 10 points.
Yeah, I'll take the 10. That's a lot.
We just took these two to one in overtime
games.
Yeah,
we just
games,
kept like, two other divisional opponents to one score games, and now we're getting 10 points all of a sudden.
Right.
Is it disrespectful?
I think it's a little disrespectful.
I wouldn't say it's disrespectful because the Lions have been that hot. But at the same time, 10 points is a lot for a competitive football team. We are losing one score games. We are just quickly counting 0-4. Or we have 4-1 score losses at least, I want to say that. Any one of these could have gone differently. 10 points is a lot.
How many one-score losses have we had this season? I mean,
that's
like,
what I'm talking
a
about.
A ton of them. I think
two in the last 2 weeks.
If the spread was less than 7, I take the Lions. If it's anything more than 7, I take the Bears.
Yeah, like double digits for a professional agree. Football team is crazy. At the same time, like the Lions have covered that number multiple times and then some this season.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if anybody's going to cover that big of a number, it's that juggernaut of an offense. Like, guys, that offense is so fucking scary.
They're
like,
humming right now.
I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown, obviously David Montgomery's there. You got Jahmyr Gibbs is good.
Is he healthy?
Who? Monty? I think so.
I
thought he got banged up.
I think he's healthy.
I think everybody's banged up.
I got Monty first TD score. That's going to be a little revenge game for him.
We just airing the bets slip out right now?
That revenge game already happened.
You rich?
This isn't his first year 20, on the line.
2025.
It can't all be rich? Revenge games.
The revenge game's in perpetuity.
That's a new one. It's Trap Game of the Week. It's now Dale's Revenge Game of the Week. Yeah, I'm trying to see one to the beginning of the season.
Monty has a shoulder.
I think he has two.
He'll play, I assume. He was limited. He's got a shoulder.
I'm confident he has two.
Who's commentating our game? We got anybody good? Anybody know?
I don't know. Who's that going to be? Let's see. They are on.
Is it Tom? I bet it's Tom.
I'm fine with Tom. I like Tom.
It doesn't tell me where I'm looking right now. We'll figure this out. Guys, I think the defense has a lot to prove on Sunday. Obviously, or on Thursday. Like, it's a big ask. What's tough is that you couldn't get the Lions at a worse time, right? Like, you couldn't get the Lions, like, on after a bye week where you had, like, 10, 11 days to prepare for them. I know the Bears look terrible coming out of the bye this week or this year, but, like, it's just 4 days rest. Like, you just played a game on Sunday, and you're going to have to play them on a in front of a national audience. Oh, this is not good. The more I'm thinking about this, the more that 10 is... It's going to be tough, dude. This is going to be a tough game. Paint me a scenario that we win, right? We win if... Like, we win if what? Like, I don't even want to say, like, we win if Caleb outplays Jared Goff because we saw Jared Goff throw 5 fucking interceptions in a game earlier this season, and the Lions still won that game. So, I mean...
That's more of an indictment on the Texans.
Yeah, they're bad. Like, they're good, but they're bad.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be many more of those 5-pick games, but I think we do need one of those 5-pick games. Or our defense steps up a little bit more and we just win in a shootout. I mean, I think that's really what it's going to come down to.
What if you hold Monty and Jahmyr to less than 100 yards?
Combined?
That's what I'm like, rushing yards combined, there's no shot. Like, you can't expect this defense to do that. We just talked about the glaring need, like missing Andrew Billings.
Right. I think something realistic would be
we get Jim and Tony.
Yeah, we're on CBS. Jim, I don't know.
Once again, penalties killed us 7 for 80 last game. That's a lot of fucking yards.
It's every week, yeah.
It's every single week. You're coaching. Shooting yourself in the foot.
Coaching.
Stop going backwards.
I would point towards that.
Penalties again. And sacks.
It's just a killer. We've avoided the turnovers, which is great. Now avoid the penalties. We would need to score 5 offensive touchdowns. You're putting up 35.
Score 30.
Oldie but a goodie. Guys, anything else on this Bears game?
We're enjoying cookies from
that. Was bad podcasting. Yeah. That cookie was in front of me, and I'm like, great. I'm going to eat that fucking cookie.
I've been staring at him. I've had one already. I can't wait to have another one. We're done.
Yeah, that was cheers. Guys, I'm excited for this Bears game. 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly, because I get to watch the Bears on Thanksgiving, and that's going to be fun. I hope we find a way to win. I hope we find a way to keep it close. Keep it within 10 points. I'm even happier. 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. Boys, we move on. We go around the city of Chicago. We touch base with a couple of our other favorite Chicago sports teams. We start with the Chicago Cubs. That'll do.
We got a little something. We made a little trade there. Sent a top 20 prospect, an outfield prospect, Alphonsín Rosario.
Top 20 in your org or in the MLB?
Come on, dog. Yeah, top 20 in our org.
Just checking.
I gotcha. To the Guardians for a reliever that played really well, pitched really well in 24. This is how you build a bullpen. He's got 3 years of control. This is Eli Morgan, is who came over from Cleveland. 3 years of control entering his arbitration period. Last year he pitched 42 plus innings over 32 appearances, so a few multis in there. Sub one whip, sub two ERA. That's what you need out of a reliever. That's how you build the bullpen. So, good trade for our sixth round draft pick last year. Top 20 prospects pan out every now and then for a team. Give me a reliever. We fucking need him. That's fair. It.
Jake.
The White Sox got a new assistant coach. He was the former... He was the bench coach for the Milwaukee Brewers. I forget his name. I was doing a little digging on him. He was their run prevention specialist or something like that. And so he worked a lot with the pitching group and the catchers. And so he's helped develop a lot of the catchers in Milwaukee. And I was looking at like the Milwaukee – well, Trevor – I was driving. Trev was reading all this to me. But we were looking at the Milwaukee subreddit for the Brewers, and they were all upset about this, that he was leaving the organization. So that is at least a minor good sign for me.
They were real mad about Craig Counsell leaving.
They also live in Milwaukee, so I'd be mad too.
On the flip side of that, White Sox sign Austin Slater, outfielder.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Orioles, he's a little bit, I think he could play a little infield too.
Yeah, so Austin Slater said that the White Lefty? Sox were the first team to reach out. They told me I was their top target.
Oh. No way.
Austin Slater in 2024 batted .209 with two home runs, 18 RBIs.
He's 31.
And he's
turning 32. I was their top target.
He's the White Sox top target.
Is it time to lock in the under bet now?
Yeah. Chris Sale won a Cy Young.
You imagine if he was on
your
team?
For the Braves. To be clear, for the Braves.
What a cool story, though.
Yeah, I love him.
Very much so.
That's super cool.
I love him.
What if he was on your team?
What if? Cy Young winner, Triple Crown winner, won a World Series.
Cut up some jerseys.
Cut up a couple jerseys.
You see that interview he talked about that recently?
Yeah.
No. Again? Like he, yeah.
Like
no,
he like aired it out a little more and just like, because we're so removed from it. It's
right.
Less, it's less crazy and more like, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, everybody from the organization besides Jerry's gone.
Yeah,
at this
stick
point,
it to
right?
Jerry. Fuck you, Jerry.
What did he say?
I didn't watch a ton of it. I just saw that it was the...
It was just brought up again, really.
Yeah. He, like, talked about it. I didn't know.
Okay.
I'm not consuming.
He's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah. Right. And it was fun.
They were itchy.
Right.
I saw a tweet that Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, Nick Madrigal,
and
Yoán Moncada are all available. And someone was like, let's get the band back together.
Jake, anything else on the Sox?
Nope.
We move on to the Chicago Bulls. Guys, the
we
what
can
are
just
they?
Move on.
8-11 Chicago Bulls. They did beat the Wizards today to advance in the NBA Cup.
How far into that are we?
It's the first round. It's like the qualifier.
So
or whatever, the
pool play is over?
No, this is
pool play.
I believe this is pool play. I just saw the headline. Okay. Guys, I still don't have CHSN. I'm
Chizen.
I don't have Jism. I'm I refuse to pay $30 for their fucking app. You guys can eat my entire asshole. That's insane. I'll watch like some streams.
But we beat the Bullets.
The Bullets.
Sorry, Wizards, whatever.
How old are you? Jesus.
Bulls are 1-1 in cup pool play. Group C.
So I think there are a couple good things that are happening right now. I think Zach LaVine continues to score a shit ton of points. Hopefully he can continue to like stay healthy, find a way to maybe increase the trade value a little more and get him out of here. Guys, Vooch is playing very well to the point where you could see a world where the Bulls trade Vooch this year and like you'll have maybe some suitors for him at that point. So everybody else.
Are
at that,
we getting firsts?
Yeah, I would say you're probably getting first. You're probably getting down the road first. Yeah. But, like, this is a perfect opportunity to let your young guys just play. Like, give me a bunch of Patrick Williams.
Why?
Give me a bunch of Matas Buzelis. Like, let those guys play. And if you only end up winning 25, 30 games this year, it's good for the long run. But, like, don't do this whole...
This is a Jerry team, baby.
Don't do this. Like, because you know people are going to show up to these stupid games anyways. Yep. Like, just do what's right for the rest of this. Do what's right for your future here. I don't have much else on the Bulls, guys. See you, Red. Jake, talk to me about the Chicago Blackhawks.
Blackhawks are bad.
Luke Richardson's bad.
Hawks are bad. Yeah. Yeah. Worse than the NHL right now.
We're going to have to start doing...
I just asked you about this. It wasn't this bad.
Yeah, it fell off. Bedard is on a 11-12 game goal drought. Still scoring. Like, he still leads the team in points. Like, he's still
passing that puck.
Passing the puck, scoring assists. They've taken him away from center, moved him to winger, which is probably the right move. He's just so undersized. And asking him to play 200 feet with defense... at the age of 19 and being probably like 50 pounds too light is probably just too much right now for him at the NHL level. I think moving him to winger is great because now he can just focus on offense. I mean, he was second to last in the NHL at faceoff percentage. So that, you know, he just not winning faceoffs. He can't focus on offense because he has to play defense.
Let the man score.
Yeah, just let him go play offense, basically. Put him at wing. Let him try to score more and, you know, keep that confidence up with the offense. So I agree with that move. They just have a goal scoring problem altogether because they keep games close. Like, they keep scores down. It's not like they're getting blown out every game. It's just they're only scoring two goals. And NHL, like, in, you need to score at least three if you really want to win. It's like,
so this is not the bet the over Blackhawks?
No, this is not, because Mrazek's playing pretty well. It's not the bet the over Blackhawks. They defense is playing better. Like, again, they're not giving up a ton of goals. They're just not scoring goals is the problem. So, yeah, they got some shit to work out.
Hitting sim lottery button.
Oh, Frank Nizar... prospect, rookie, crushing it in the AHL right now. Through 13 games, I think he had 7 goals, 8 assists, 15 points. He's crushing it right now.
But what
now.
About the other kid?
How's Artie Party?
Artie Party. He's...
Not Artemi Panarin.
So, I mean, he's not like lighting up offense by any means, but he also is playing defense. I don't know how much power play time he's getting yet. It's, you know, it's still early there. So we'll see. Frank Nizar, I don't expect to come up for a while. I think it's smart to probably keep him down there because if you move him up, he's not going to get as much ice time. But if he stays down there, he gets 20 minutes a game.
He's
getting power play time, just, you know. If we're worse than the NHL at this point in the season, let's, you know, just stay worse than the NHL and bring them up maybe next year.
After running the simulator, Hawks fall 2-3. No good.
No.
We do it again next week. No. Jake, anything else on the Hawks?
Nope.
Guys, we move on. We'll do a little schmegments. Who is this week's Not That Guy? I will start. Frequent Not That Guy. And honestly, like, write this in ink. Like, this guy just forever sucks. Aaron Rodgers sucks. Aaron Rodgers just like the apparently now, like, because obviously they fired Salah, and then did Woody Johnson? No, I don't know if Woody Johnson got fired.
I think so.
No, not Woody Johnson. That's the owner. Who is their
The GM.
Yeah. I can't remember what his name is. Anyways, just all of this is like an Aaron Rodgers like happening. That dude just sucks. Like, and now he's talking about, he's like, I don't know if I want to play next year, but if I do, my first choice would be New York. Like, if they want you back, like, dude, just a terrorist. Like, to steal Jose's line, that dude's just an organizational terrorist. Like, the bit's over. Like, you're not a, like, he was tolerable when he was throwing the ball all over the place. Now he's just an old guy.
Yep.
He's kind of a shitty dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
You've never forgiven him for what he did to Shailene.
Motherfucker. He's not that guy. Dale, who's this week's not that guy?
A similar type human being in that they're pieces of shit. Jake Paul. I think since last we spoke, the fight happened.
It did happen.
I cannot stand the individual. Him or the brother. Any one of them.
No, never mind.
No.
I've
hard R on this one. No, brother, that is, just to be clear, brother being the hard R. Yeah, I hate the Paul brothers so much.
I've never been great at gambling. I've never been more sharp on something than I have been on a Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. I had Jake Paul to win by decision at like plus two something.
Yeah.
I was telling everybody, I was like, if there's any lock, he's not knocking him out. Like, if the whole thing's rigged, he's not knocking him out. He's gonna win by decision, and that's just it. It's 2 minute, what was it, six rounds?
Yeah, it was
tight. Eight rounds. 2 minutes, 8 rounds, decision. All the way.
And it was sad. Yeah. It was sad to see Mike like that. Yeah. Like, he couldn't even see the punches coming in.
That was the thing.
I think
everybody
was pulling punches too.
Everybody, like, I was talking to about was like, Mike Tyson's going to kill him. I'm like, what makes you think? I mean, like, granted, yeah, a while ago, but like, boxing's all about cardio. Like, you have to move around for.
That's what I think. I don't necessarily think, like, I don't think Mike looked tired. I don't think he was like super gassed. I just think he's not mobile. The guy's not, you're not bouncing around with a fucking, what is it,
Jake
Paul?
The guy's 58.
Well, he wasn't tired because he wasn't moving.
Yeah, he was just kind of standing there, and it's like.
I think if you put those two in one of those slap fights, Mike Tyson would then kill him.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what this was.
I think that, honestly, I think that there was an understanding of how that fight would go. Like, I do think Tyson was pulling some punches.
Did you see the interview that he did with that kid?
No.
No? Oh my god. Let me pull up.
Is this the ass cheeks?
It's a quick.
I've now seen his ass cheeks, which I didn't know.
The ass cheeks was crazy. The ass cheeks was crazy work. That was insanity.
He gets interviewed by like a 12-year-old kid.
That's so special.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word, and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this, I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. That is something that I have not heard before someone say that.
You can really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead. Why do you want somebody to think somebody really wants to think about you? How what's the dad say? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the fuck cares about me?
True.
And the And she's like, yeah, man, it's crazy.
Like a 12-year-old. Crazy, he's like, man. Fuck a legacy. He's like, I'm dead.
I'm dust.
Because I've never heard that answer before.
That's insane. Oh, that's insane. Jake, who's Not That Guy?
Not That Guy. I think recurring Not That Guy.
Probably we've had 110 of these.
Bayless Jones.
What?
Yeah, probably.
Straight.
Surprise. You guys didn't see this one coming. Somebody on Twitter posted some photos. They work at a Goodwill, and Bayless Jones had apparently donated a bunch of his, you know, stuff from when he was a bear just to a Goodwill, including a backpack that had a wide receiver test plays in it. So it had... They were given a test for the week to draw out what the plays were based on the name, and it just had all the plays.
It was from like 22, so
sure.
It wasn't,
but like,
still.
Also, come on, man.
Come on, you idiot.
You obviously didn't turn that in.
you obviously didn't turn in
your test.
Oh, my God. Guys, who can or cannot dog sit for you to tie it in with a Tyson fight? Not dog sitting for me is Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
What
awful.
A fucking mess that was. And I honestly, like, my biggest fear, because I think they got two Christmas Day games, right?
Right.
You can fuck up a fake boxing match all you want. You fuck up my Christmas Day football, we're going to have some issues. We're going to have some issues.
Not
so get your
Jesus
shit together.
Birthday.
This is one of the only can or cannot dog sits where, like, this could change. You prove yourself, I'll let you watch my dogs. But last time you watched my dogs, it was not good. Dale.
Sticking with the theme of the Tyson Paul fight, watching my dog will be Tyson. Buddy, sit down, relax. This is Willie. He's a really good boy. He's just gonna sit next to you.
This is Willie.
He's just gonna hang out with you. He's just gonna vibe. Just relax. You made your money, you're done. Yeah, Tyson.
Jake,
did I already do Mac Hollins?
Yeah, you did. I love him. I love him.
The barefoot.
He's doing a science series right now. It's really fun.
A science series?
Yeah, he does like little experiments. Like he
basically like for your kids.
Yeah, he shows you how to make ice cream, kind of thing. Like little fun things. You with the bag of ice.
I'm with it, but like, why Mac Hollins?
Just does this.
Oh,
he does home improvement.
Okay.
That's his Instagram. Instagram is just
children's hacks.
He's just a cool dude.
Well, no. So one of the series is, it's like Max Hacks, and yep. So it's like he just like shows you how like common household items you should be doing for like home maintenance, like cleaning your drains. Like he's like, do this to clean your drains, or cleaning your dryer vent. He's like, you should do this once a year. This is how you do it. And then he just shows you how to clean your dryer vent.
He does one for getting gas. Did you know that I haven't tested this, so don't quote me. This is him saying it. There's a code that you can punch in and then say, like, you're at the pump. You say, no, I want to put in $20. So that if you're going to, like
if you're using a card.
Right. Some people use specific dollar amounts. So, like, you can say, I want to put in $40. Turn it on and it'll stop at 40.
Oh.
Without going in.
Right. Without going over, like without having to go inside.
But that's the fun is stopping it at the.
Yeah, but what if it's really cold out? We live in suburban Chicago.
Not anywhere near cold enough yet. Right.
Well, no, not yet.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean,
that's right. I get
you know
what
I mean. Anyway, Mac Hollins, big fan. Oh, wait, who's your dog?
So, Mac Hollins is.
I guess.
Is it
yeah.
Again?
As I wrote it down, like I have a. This one was at the top. I think I just forgot to cross it off.
Big fan.
We'll run it back.
Speaking of running back, guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 110.
Oh,
Fistmas.
Hey.
Fistmas is back.
Cheers.
Guys, that's a wrap on episode 110. We will be back next week. Hopefully, Sammy Stat's back with us. We'll do a little recap.
I forgot I'm in Boston next week.
The whole week?
The whole week.
We'll figure this out.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out. See Red. Bear down. Missy Sammy Stats. Love you guys. Bears.
Bears.
Bears. Jake orders steaks well done.
Wait. I have one. That's supposed to be here. Fan submitted. Jake flips off babies.
I like that one.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down.
The boys are back. Not that guy. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay. Feel me mine.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Well. Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never. Your face is too narrow. That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.